Welcome to Hashtag Love Yourself. I'm your host, Jessie Jobson, and I'm going to guide you on your personal journey towards self-love.
Hi, my beautiful souls. Welcome back to Hashtag Love Yourself. On today's episode, we are going to talk about how to love yourself just as you are. Okay, before we start into the episode, let's go ahead and thank today's sponsor for sponsoring this episode, and that is Loveworkers LLC, which is the company that I run. Loveworkers LLC is predominantly an online but also mildly an inline education system for people to become the best versions of themselves, but also to excel in mental and emotional health, and then also spiritual health. So if you are interested in following me or getting any more of my vibe in any way or fashion, I'll leave my little website link in the description box for you guys. All right. So let's talk about loving ourselves just as we are right in this very moment, in our present moment. Okay. Not when we're going to get, you know, in shape, not when we're going to get that fancy car, not when we're going to get the fancy house, not when we're going to find the amazing soulmate or twin flame of our lifetime and live happily ever after. No, we're going to talk about how we're going to love ourselves right today, right? In the moment, in the stick of everything, right? So the reason why I wanted to talk about this and the why I think it is so important, it kept coming back to me when I was like thinking about everything that I've been going through lately personally. And I just kept thinking, I have to love myself just as I am. I cannot be dissatisfied, right? Because dissatisfaction, when you're dissatisfied with yourself, that's not in the direction of love. That's not loving yourself, right? And not to say that we're never going to feel negative or low emotion, right? I think sometimes that can be the catalyst to us evolving and moving in a healthy direction, right? So not altogether is feeling dissatisfied going to be negative on all levels or platforms for yourself. But if you find yourself feeling unworthy or feeling not as valuable and not as confident, right, in one area or aspect of you, I want you to turn towards that voice inside of yourself that can remind you to love yourself just as you are, okay? And it might kind of seem a little simple, right, just to say, okay, I am going to love myself just as I am, right? But I'm going to tell you that most people, right, in our world today, we're not loving ourselves just as we are. You know, it seems like it's a tougher task than it just being this simple little cliche statement that we're saying, right? And so how are we doing that? How are we loving ourselves just as we are? And the biggest aspect, I think, of loving ourselves in the moments, right, in the hard moments, not in the easy moments, because that's not when loving ourselves is difficult, right? That's not when we find ourselves not loving ourselves, because usually when things are going great and when we're looking fine and when we are on top of the world, right, it's easy to be your cheery, bubbly, happy, kind, loving self. That's easy, right? When is it hard to love ourselves? And the hard times are when, you know, we don't meet our own expectations, when we don't look in the mirror and see the reflection that we're desiring or hoping for, right? When we look around at our lives and we find pain instead of pleasure, okay? And so it's not easy task necessarily, right? Or I don't think it's not necessarily an easy task. I think that we're not taught it enough, right? We're not taught how to take the steps to love ourselves in the moment, that when things aren't going swimmingly, or, you know, when things aren't perfect or, you know, joyful or whatever it might be, when things get a little sticky and tough, it's hard. It's harder, I should say. And so how do we get there? How do we start learning to love ourselves just as we are, right? When we want to be maybe like, okay, let's talk about this in one lane of an example so that we can kind of really get into it. I think it's really common for people, let's talk about physical health, right? You know, the whole like losing weight or gaining weight and dieting fads or whatever, our body images, right? Because it's no secret that our society and cultures all have issues when it comes to, especially female forms, but male forms as well. We do it to them too, just not at the same defined degree. But when you look at people being happy, right, and loving their bodies, loving the human vessel that we came down into Earth, it is like you have to want to run a marathon within your energy to actually complete it. Okay. It's like, you have all the odds stacked against you to be happy with yourself. If you live in this world where we're always telling people, like we're constantly getting the messages that we're not good enough, that our bodies, what we look like is not good enough. They're not beautiful. They're not sexy enough. And that bar that society sets, and I've talked about this in so many podcasts, but I think it bears repeating because it's such a loud message by society that unrealistic bar that's set, especially for females, right? That says you have to be these specific things to be what is considered hot or sexy. It sticks with you, right? And everybody, no matter if you're really beautiful or not, right? No matter if you get close to that mark that society says is right or not, right? Everybody has their own issues with like their complex of like what they feel like they should look like in the mirror and what we should, you know, how we should, our reflection should be presented to us. And when it's not that, it's really, really difficult, right? And so for women, mostly, how are you combating that? And like I said, it's like a marathon that you're having to run every single day. I'm going to tell you this is that I literally have to fight the demon energy that comes to me every day telling me I'm not enough, right? I have to fight that energy. And it's through things like advertisements on TV or movies, anything that you purchase, right? Showing us that this hypersexualized version of a female form, and that's exactly what we need to be. And if you're not that, you're nothing. And so I've grown up, my form is not to what the fat is right now. And every day I have to literally like calm that voice that says, you're not enough because your body isn't voluptuous. You're not enough because you don't have big boobs and a big butt anymore, you know? Because now I'm living in a healthy place for me, right? Now I've actually like done so much work physically to my body to where I'm like, I work out more than I've ever worked out. I eat the healthiest diet that I could ever imagine, right? Like I am at the healthiest point and there's still more growing for me to do. Like I will even get healthier, I'm sure, before this life is over. But with that, with me being at the healthiest I've ever been. And to be honest with you, I'm probably one of the healthiest people I know physically, right? But yet because I'm healthy, I don't look like what society believes, right, is sexy and beautiful. Because I'm healthy, I look unsexy to the world, right? And not necessarily to the world, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder, right? Like that's like a moving target depending. And it's like, depends on who you're talking to, right? So one person's going to think I'm the bee's knees and another person's going to think I'm not. It doesn't matter outside of me, but it does matter me, right? And the messages that I'm receiving, like I matter, how I love myself, how I feel about myself really matters. And when as a female and also males, I'm not going to disclude you and discount you guys because I know that you guys get the same thing just in a different dose and a different, served differently to you, right? It's just not as thick or dense, right, as women receive it. But it's like there's this specific thing, and if you don't match up to that, right, then you constantly, every single day, you're bombarded with the messages of not being worthy, not being good enough. And I think that the biggest thing is that we have to, as people who are trying to be healthy and love ourselves, we have to take a moment to say every day, you have to fight that battle, right? Of that the world telling us that you're not good enough, with you not only reminding yourself, right, and being that voice for yourself and saying, I am beautiful, but also, what are the action steps that you're taking, right, during those hard times, during those moments where you're feeling the lack, right? And so that's the thing, is there's times where I look in the mirror and I don't like what I see, right? Like, I don't feel beautiful. I don't feel sexy. And like I said, it's all of that nonsense on those loudspeakers of the world that come and say, because you don't fit into this box that we've created that we're telling you is beautiful, right? And so I've really worked hard this last year, because I love myself and I want to do it right, is to, instead of keep trying to change myself to fit in that box, right? Because I used to when I was younger. Oh man, I used to try to like work my glutes out all the time. And I used to try to well, I naturally had big breasts, but I would only do workouts, you know, that made my waist skinny, right? But I really wanted to like work myself into the ground to make sure that my butt got a lot of muscle in it so that it would be sexy, right? Well, now that I am healthy and I realize how unhealthy this whole hypersexualized big butt fad that is going around in society is, I want to just love my, I don't want to change my physical body. I just want to make it healthy and I just want to make it happy, right? And whatever shape that it ends up being, and since I'm doing that, right? Like I told you, like I'm the healthiest I've ever been and I'm the happiest I've ever been. So with that, I just need to accept my body at the shape and the size that it is, right? And of course, like humans, we're always evolving. And I'm not saying never improve yourself. I'm not saying that at all. Because I think that that's in our human nature to always be improving, always be evolving. But if there's something, whether it be something with your appearance, whether it be something with a habit, right? Like maybe you have a trigger that is really hard on you and you hate it about yourself. It's a habit that you do that it creates a lot of discord in your life, right? I want you to, obviously we're always trying to improve. Like I want to get healthier. I want to get better. I want to get stronger. We're going to do that. We're not going to stop ever. We're not going to just put our hands down and say we're not going there. We're still going to do that. But I don't want you to just love yourself once you complete that journey, right? I don't want you to love yourself once you get to the perfect body weight and size. I want you to love yourself that entire journey, okay? And how are we doing that? And I think for me, my success, or I feel like my the times that I didn't have success, it was because I lacked these things. But the things that made me succeed for myself with loving myself was, I really first off accepted myself. Acceptance and accepting myself just as I am, just in this moment, right? Saying, okay, right? Maybe your arms are not as muscular as you'd like them to be, or tone as much as you'd want them to be, right? But they're your arms and they are strong and they are powerful and they move and they work for you, and you're allowed to wear any kind of clothing that you desire, right? So you have to love yourself just as you are, not once you get things done, right? And so my thing was like first accepting like how my negative feelings about myself, right? Accepting it and just accepting like, okay, this is unhealthy. I'm recognizing right now that these negative thoughts, this is not good. So how do I get to feeling good about me just as I am in this moment, right? And it took a lot of time to like come up with different strategies, but it's all the work. That's the work of loving yourself, right? And like, when are the times that I feel good about myself and about my beauty? Like, when are those moments? What am I doing? Because I don't look any much different in those moments than I do when I look in the mirror and I feel like crap about myself, right? It's not like makeup makes that big of a difference, right? I mean, it does mildly, right? And yeah, you look more awake and you look more refreshed, but it doesn't change what people see when they look at me, right? Whether I'm wearing a whole face of makeup or wearing nothing at all, I'm still the same face and same, you know, body. That doesn't change it, okay? So it's not that. It's the things that I'm doing, the actions that I'm taking, the alignment that and that's what you're seeking. You're seeking the alignment, right? The good feelings is what you're seeking. And that can be manufactured. You can take steps to feel good, okay? In any moment, no matter what it's about. And this could, like I said, I'm just using my example of my lifelong journey to feeling comfortable in my own skin, right? To loving my physical form and the shape that I was given in this life, the shape of my body. Because like I said, it doesn't fit what society says is sexy and hot and beautiful, right? It's pretty, right? And people will tell me, you know, people tell me that. It's not like I think that I'm like the ugliest duckling. But we get so much, even if you're a beautiful, like one of the most beautiful people on this planet, I don't think that there's one person on this planet that doesn't have aesthetic issues with themselves somewhere. And it's because of societies and cultures on that loudspeaker saying that you're not enough, you're not good enough, you don't hit the mark, because there's the mark is actually not even real. Like it's a place, a fictitious thing that it's like a carrot dangling in front of your face that you'll never actually be able to hit unless you do things to like become obsessed with the way you look. And I'm going to tell you that that's not a happy life for me. I don't need to spend 7 days a week in the gym to make my glutes big. Because I have so many other parts and aspects of me that fulfill me and fulfill my life. And the shape of my body doesn't fulfill me in like all the ways. You know, it is nice to enjoy a beautiful, healthy body and form, right? But more importantly, my body bringing me to all the places and being able to physically run and chase after my kids at the park, right? That's what my body is amazing for. And so, yeah, my looks are important at some level and some aspect, right? And I think that's just human, but it's not all. And it doesn't mean that I want to focus and be obsessed with it, right? And so that's why I say it's like people, unless you want to be obsessed with that aspect and you want to go out and do surgeries and you want to go out and, you know, spend buco bucks because it's one of the most important things to you, then, right, then you can achieve. But then I feel like when I see those people, right, once you get obsessed, it's like you always like jump off the edge and you go too far. And then they start looking like an alien because then like their face looks weird and their lips are like sausages and it looks unhealthy. Like it looks like they came off of like a starship, like from another planet. I'm like, oh dear Lord. So back to what I was saying is like, you have to find those things. So for like me, for example, when I start feeling like when I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like feeling dissatisfied, which is like not loving myself and not accepting myself as I am. First off, I have healthy self-talk, right? I parent myself in my mind, but that it's still really like really loud. The society and the world's negative, abusive, you know, voices are still really loud. You know, I still hear my ex-husband in my head. Oh, your butt's not big enough, and I'm not attracted to girls with skinny butts, you know? So, like, you still, like, you have a whole lifetime full of voices that you hear in your head that are, like, fighting with that healthy self-talk. So start with your self-talk, but then what things make you feel beautiful, right? Like, if this is the aspect that you're loving yourself on. And so for me, I know that I just need to ramp up my mirror work, right? And if you haven't done mirror work before and that's something you're interested, I have a podcast episode on that. Definitely check it out. Mirror work is heavenly and it is so important for especially our females. I would say that it's amazing for males too. But again, they're not getting the dosage of unhealth that the females are getting in our world. We're so hyper-focused on what females actually look like, and males, we don't do that as much. But then if it's like a habit, right, for you, so let's just say like it's a trigger, right? And let's say, okay, let me think of something. This is a good example. So when you go out in public and you're, you know, like in society and someone is aggressive and mean and horrible. I just had one of my friends the other day, she went to like a restaurant or whatever, and the lady like threw the food at her, yelled in her face when she asked if she could have something, you know, like different, and was just completely abusive, right? This worker. And my friend was like shooken up from it. You know, she was like stressed out. And I know exactly what my friend is talking about how it like really sets you into like a completely different energy. Right. And so when you come across like trauma like that within the world and someone is inflicting abusive trauma onto you, cause that's essentially what happened. You have to know how to first off protect yourself and get yourself out of the situation, right? And then calm your nervous system. Super duper important. Loving yourself in the moment. And especially for all my empaths out there, right? Because I'm an empath too. And I can tell you this is that when someone puts their energy on me like that, it is like I feel it vibrating through every cell of my body, right? And it is like very, very hard to have everything in your body return back to the zero point field and like get you back to normal, right? Energetically, because it's like someone takes, you know, like it's a good analogy is taking like a light socket and sticking your finger in it, and all of everything is like thrown into like chaos in your body. Like every cell is, it vibrates at such a high, dramatic, but not in a positive way, in a low, negative way, right? And it feels icky and you just want to like get all that out of you, right? And so you have to love yourself in those moments, and you have to take it, step back, and you have to say, okay, like you have to parent yourself again, right? Be that parent that you needed, right? That we all need, right? The one that can talk you off the ledge, that can say, right now is not the time to be having a conversation with that abuser because I can't even think straight. I'm going to yell, I'm sure, because I feel attacked, right? Like I feel, so I'm going to bring my energy away, get it out, get it to safety for a minute. I'm going to give myself a moment to calm down and maybe take some breaths, right? I'm going to do what I need to regulate myself in the moment, to love myself in the moment just as I am, because I know that I could make a stupid decision, right? I could be that bee that she wants to pull out of me, right? I could be just as nasty back because she is throwing that energy onto me and it is vibrating on me and I could return it back to her, right? Or I could love myself and regulate myself and then bring myself to respect myself, right? And whether that be walking away, whether that be calling a manager, whether that, you know, whatever it is for you, you will know, right? But loving yourself in those moments. And so sometimes I really feel like the best medicine for those hard times, right, that we're talking about is thinking ahead of time, right? Mapping it out in your brain. Okay, I know that I'm gonna go into the world and experience crappy people again someday in the future because it's inevitable. We live in a world where people are reckless and people are abusive, and that's how it is. And I'm gonna come upon them every once in a while, right? And how am I going to respond to myself in the moment, right? How do I want to respond to myself in the moment? And I notice for me is that now when I have many traumas with my abusers or with just people in the world, like that are just being abusive, right? I know that like I respond completely different now because I've actually taken the time. And even if you have to take a piece of paper after this podcast episode and you have to sit down and you have to say to yourself, like, I don't like how I respond to this. I don't like this habit that I do. How would I like to show up differently, right? How do I do that, right? And that's the thing is, most of the stuff that you are going to come up with, it doesn't have to be like these creative genius ideas, right? And that's another reason why I think, having objective conversations about what we experience in this world with our loved ones can be really healthy and helpful because sometimes our loved ones, if they're healthy enough, right? They can see things and say things that we wouldn't think of. They can give us ideas. You do have to be careful when you're loving yourself to take advice from people that don't love themselves, right? But hopefully if you're loving yourself, you're not surrounding yourself with too many people that do that, that don't love themselves, because you value yourself and you know that they can't love you if they don't love themselves, right? But yeah, getting other people's perspectives and not just venting in a negative way where you're spewing out all that negative energy onto someone else, but where you're like, this happened. I'm trying to regulate myself better, right? What would you do? Like, how would you regulate yourself in that moment? Like, what works for you, right? And my friend came over and she did that with me. And we talked it out and I told her, I was like, if it was me, this is how I would react, right? Or this is what I would do, right? And give her my perspective because my perspective is going to be different. So that's how we're loving ourselves just as we are, right? We're actually taking the moment to accept wherever we are with whatever it is, right? Whether it be your financial situation, whether it be your relationships with others, whether it be your relationship with yourself in the mirror, whether it be how you respond to trauma, you know, and abuse. Accepting where you are is loving yourself, just accepting yourself in that moment, but then making an action plan, right? To love yourself even more when those things are going to occur in the future. Because you know that inevitably there's going to be a day that you're going to feel bad about your looks and you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to be like, ugh. Right? And like I said, now my MO is to talk positively and be like, that's not true. You, just because you are feeling an off day doesn't mean that you're not beautiful like 95% of the time. And the days that you feel ucky and icky and you feel like your hair doesn't look right or you're too skinny, you just remember all those 95% days that you felt like on top of the world. You felt beautiful and remind yourself that you are on the regular aesthetically beautiful and your reflection is gorgeous, right? You remind yourself of those and then you do things that you feel good about your body, right? You do things like I said, for me, a lot of it comes down to mirror work or You know what I love to do for myself, that for when it comes to increasing, enjoying my physical form, I love putting on like a camera and just dancing to music. And I love just watching, like playing back the video for myself. And I love watching myself. It's so beautiful. Like even just watching other people dance is so beautiful. But I love watching because it reminds me of how beautiful I am, right? It reminds me of how gorgeous I am. And so, so find those things for yourself. What habits are in the opposing energy, right? Of stuff that you struggle with. And like I said, those were just a couple examples of like things that a lot of people struggle with. I think the woman in the mirror is probably really, really popular for most people. But like for men, I know that I've heard and I've read a lot about men. In our society, what we do to men is that's a little bit different than women, is we require them to have like a certain amount of status, right? So you don't necessarily have to look a certain way, but you have to be kind of like above people in status, whether that be like with your material items or with finances or maybe a pretty wife on your arm or whatever it is that, like, if you're heterosexual, right? But like there are different things that our society preys on for men rather than the things that we prey on for women, right? And we make them feel like they have to be this thing, right? That you have to be like rich and you have to have like the fanciest car and you have to have, I don't know, I'm pretty sure like guns or something. I am so not masculine. I did not come to be that energy for myself. So, but I do recognize that what we do to our men in this world, and a lot of them, like when I do my research, they talk about muscles being a really big deal. Like for them, for their physical look, it's their muscles. And so if you don't have muscles, that they feel inadequate. And that's like a thing for men, right? Just like if you don't have like the big butt and the big boobs and the skinny waist, for women, we feel inadequate. And so, but that's the thing is like, dads, I want you to know, like not to deter you from ever improving yourself. Cause I think that that's healthy to be, you know, proving ourselves, right? But your dad bod is beautiful. Like accept your age, accept your weight, right? Just where you are. You'll continue to evolve and better yourself, but accept yourself and love yourself just as you are, right? It's important. I don't want you just to accept and love yourself and be happy with yourself when you have all the muscles, right? Because what if all there's so many other things that take priority, right? What if you're in the thick of raising little children, right? And that's the thing for parents that we forget is that, you know, raising life is like for a human is an extensive job, right? It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of money. We all know that, right? We all remember that part. And if you have 2, 3, 4 kids, right? Even with 2 parents, that's a lot of work. And, that window of like their childhood, it seems really long when you're in it, right? You're like, oh, so many years, 18 years is so long, right? But then once it's gone, people are like, oh my God, it went by in the blink of an eye, right? And so what I have to say to people, especially because I'm going through the thick of it right now as a mom, that my kids are little and they need my focus. They need my nurturing. They need me there and present, right? I can't be on my phone in front of them all the time. Like I can't be working when they're home that much. I have to really be present and focused with them because this time is so condensed and so important. And so if you're a mom or a dad and you have a parent body right now, I want you to remember to love yourself just as you are, because this time of your life will go by quicker than you think, and not to not take care of your body. I think that you should put some of that in your basket, right? But obviously there's going to be so many things on your plate that that's not going to be like the biggest thing, right? You'd have to like let your kids suffer in some form or fashion to make it the biggest thing, right? And moms and dads aren't willing to do that, most of them, which is healthy and happy. That's the right way to be, right? But so love your body, your mom and dad body, just as you are. Love it, right? And accept it, and accept this time of your kids being little and them being the priority, right? And the gym being a priority too, or running or whatever it is for you, but it being less of a priority because raising life is a big job and it's really important. Okay, well, I think that's all I had for loving yourself just as you are. I hope that you took away from it all the things that I did, because like I said, I've been vibing on reminding myself just to love me in the moment just as I am, and not to be thinking, oh, I want to be, you know, my body to be a certain shape in the future. I want this. I want to be excited when I get this or that, or when I'm healed from this, right? But to really, truly be able to enjoy yourself and love yourself and be happy and respect yourself, just even in the beginning of the journey of evolving in whatever area you are. So, okay, don't forget, love yourself. Have a good rest of your day. Bye.